This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And let's start with the numbers. Stocks are higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow up 11 points or 0.1% at 14,724. The NASDAQ up 0.4% and the S&P 500 up 0.2%. The government said this morning that personal income was up 0.2% last month. Consumer spending also up by the same margin. For more, we're joined live by Julia Coronado. She is chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, so what sticks out to you here? I mean, they don't seem like very big numbers, 0.2%, but what are you reading in the data?
Well, as you note, they're not very strong. They're softer gains than we've seen in the last couple of months. And going along with that, we saw a pretty dramatic slowdown in consumer inflation. And that might sound like a good thing if people aren't paying as much for goods and services, but it can also be a pretty good indicator of what is the underlying momentum in the economy. So if it's slowing down, that's not necessarily a good signal.
And the Fed is going to meet this week. How might this impact their decisions?
It's definitely something that will be discussed at the table. This the measure in this report, core personal consumption inflation, is their preferred gauge of inflation trends. Again, it's moving in the wrong direction. They like to see price stability. They don't want to see these trends accelerate or decelerate. So this is something that I think is going to keep them tilting towards continued easing rather than moving towards the exit.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thanks as always.
It's a pleasure.